हेलो
हेलो।
हेलो, माय नेम इज डोमिनिक. वी टर्न योर कॉल फ्रॉम कस्टमर सपोर्ट. हाउ कैन आई असिस्ट यू?
या एक्चुअली व्हाट इज दिस इज दिस लाइक बी ऑफ ए और समथिंग?
आई एम सॉरी.
या बिकॉज़ आई हैव अ चार्ज ऑन माय क्रेडिट कार्ड एंड आई वांटेड टू सी व्हाट इट वाज दैट आई स्पेंट द मनी ऑन आई
Okay,
डोंट
yes, I can take a look into this for you. Again, we're
ओके
just a third party call center, that service over 400 products and multiple companies. But I can take a look into this for you.
Okay.
Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
95828.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Anthony Avalos.
Thank you so much for that. Just give me one second.
No problem.
Okay, and lastly, can you verify your shipping address for me?
8796 Liscarney Way, Sacramento, California, 95828.
Okay, thank you. Just give me one second while I get into this account.
No problem.
Okay, so do you recall going in on December 6th, placing an order for the tactical bag?
Okay, that was supposed to be free.
So yes, sir, it does state in those terms and conditions that customer orders a free gift paying only shipping, which is $5.74. However, if you did not call in and get it canceled within a certain amount of time frame, which it gave you 5 days to call in and get it canceled, so you're not enrolled into the membership, then it then enrolls you into that membership where you receive a $135 voucher in your email to make various purchases through the online factory direct store. So what I can do is I can get this canceled for you, but yes, sir, it was in those terms and conditions.
Okay, yeah,
That's
cancel it
worth
because
checking
I
out.
looked at the bag and they made it seem like it was a like a backpack, and this thing is like it's like 5 inches. It's like 5 inches. You could probably fit a couple of soda cans in there, that. So yeah, no,
Yes,
it was a
sir.
rip off. So that's why I was like, wait a minute. So they're like, yeah, just if you know if you pay the shipping, which is like $6, and then we'll figure the other stuff up. The bag is free. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll try it, but yeah. So I figured it was that. So yeah, I need to have
Yes,
that
sir.
reversed because I wasn't gonna pay $60 for that.
Well, those charges, it wasn't the 6732 wasn't for the bag. It was actually for that membership where you receive $135 voucher for that membership. However, they will consider that charge valid. So what I can do is I can go in and offer a courtesy refund and refund 35% back of that charge since they're considering that valid.
No,
I can go in.
I need it all back because that's what they told me. Now, if they don't want to do that, I'll just call the bank and tell them that this is a fraudulent charge. I really don't care.
Well, yeah, that's fine, and that's fine if you do that. However, again, once you do that, the bank will contact us, and we will send the paperwork showing that, it was in the terms and conditions. And once they see that it was in the terms and conditions, then they will consider that a valid charge as well. That's why I offered the courtesy refund, because we see it happen all the time where customers go
Of
file a
course they're
dispute
gonna
with
do
the
that
bank,
because it's a
and
this
the
bag can't cost more than $5. I mean, it's obviously a ripoff.
But that was,
Yeah, exactly. It's a
you know
hook
what
to
I'm
get you to
saying?
spend $67, and then they know that you're not gonna
But the
cancel it because that's
$67
they never
wasn't,
said, "Oh, you're buying a membership." They never said that. They never once said you.
I don't think you're understanding. The $67 wasn't even
It's
for the
for a membership.
bag. It was for the
Exactly.
member. Correct. And so it was in the terms and conditions, and the bank will consider that valid. That's what I'm telling you. The bank will consider that a valid charge. So with that being in the terms and conditions, it's considered valid. But again, I can talk it over with my
You
supervisor
do that because
to see what she says, but that is
I don't, I mean,
considered.
okay, if you talk it over with your supervisor, do whatever you got to do. I'll call the bank and then they can figure it out. I'll just dispute the charge and that's it. No big deal. I mean, you can do it the easy way because you know that this is a scam.
We can do it whichever way, and
It
it's
is
not
a
a
scam.
scam. Again, it was in the terms and conditions, so I'm not
Well,
gonna
we're
go
not
back
going to
and
go
forth
back and
with
forth.
you.
You're right.
I'm
So
not
you can
gonna
either
go
give me
back.
a full
We should
refund
not. Yes, but
or I'm just going to cancel the transaction. It really doesn't matter to me. You can do it that way. you know, through you directly, or I can go talk to the bank. No big deal.
Again, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. Just give me 1 second. Yep, good for you as well.
So you can ask your supervisor, whatever, whoever you need to talk to.
Yes, sir. I said give me 1 second. Okay, and I did talk it over with my supervisor. I'm going to go ahead and fully refund you back that charge. Again, I hope you read the terms and conditions moving forward because it is a valid charge. However, you have been fully refunded, and you will receive that back in your bank within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope, that's it, sweetie. Thank you. Have a good holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bye-bye.
You too.